murima wari makana wo inizomutse wo makanzi nonga ise ziri murima wari makana wo inizomutse wo izomare wona izomare mare wo izomare wona izomare wo baba zuaria baba zuari ishe zuari wo baba zuari wo ini makanji nonga baba ziri murima mari makana wo ini nzomutse Hallelujah! Praise be the name of the Lord. Chikadzira kuyako chishokora mwari. Ziri kufunga nezoyo musha. Praise the Lord. Ndichawana here nyeredzi chiremba. Vangano vanozvitenda. Praise the Lord. Ziri kufunga ne kunaka kwenyika. Iyo ndichasvika kwairi. O ndambuka ndapone swandare O ndichawa Mover to the church Imba uchifara tone O ndiriku fungane kunaka O iyo ndichasika O kwa iri Namutwa napone swanave okumusha ondichawa uchana erenyelezi ondichawa na ndichawa na nyere ziere okumane heruzua Hilo radoka, ndobuka, hili napone, spandare. Woi ni ndichawa. Okay, do just a check. Musimba himo musimba ratenzi jodaku ini ndiwese muwani wo mweya nyerezi yokupe nyangai ve yangu wo pamusa unoshi Oiko kumane rusua Ora toka ndabuswa ndapone swandare Nimusha zvichawa
Chipei kuna mwari Joza tiri kutarisira kuti rimwe namazuva iroro tichaenda kumusha watataka tarisira ndicho chishuo changu ndinovimba ndo chishuo chako kuti mwari ndibatsirei kuti ndisapotsa musha uyoyo ndarama ndingasava ndine ndarama pano Asi ndinotoziva kuti kumusha une ndarama
ndichawanga ndiri I know for sure that God in home I will be there
tizore uso tiske pakunama.
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
Tinoda kutendai tenzi Jesu Kristu netariro yakadai. Tinganetseka, tingashaiwa pano panyika. Tingadadirwa zvakadii tinotoziziva vamwe vaidango. Asi baba pane tariro yokuti kune musha wendarama uriko. Ah, ndosaka makati musatya vanoparadza nyama ino. Asi itsvai anokwanisa kuparadza nyama. Apedza kuparadza nyama ogoparadza mweya womukati. Ah, baba inyasha dzakadii idzodzo. Zvokuti isu takazvarwa muzivi tichireva nhema. Baba vangu tisingazive zvokuita. Vamwe tichitotiza shoko irori. Nyasha dzikatitora dzikatiunza baba vangu. Toudzwa nemuprofita akaenda mberi kwechidzitiro. Anzi, ah, kunzvimboyo yakanaka. Nzvimbo yendarama. Ah, inosvikwa nevanhu ishe vangu tenzi Jesu Kristu. Vanotevera shoko renyu baba vangu. Inyasha kutouya mukereke. Inyasha kunzwa shoko uritenda. Baba wangu hatisi kutambisa nguva baba vangu. Vamwe ishe vashingairira kuuya kuzonzwa shoko. Tinozviziva Lord. Father Lord Jehovah, Father, that even in the time past, Lord, Father, Christians were being martyred, butchered, killed, destroyed, Father, for the gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, this is our time to stand for the word. This is our time, Lord, to show what we are made out of, Lord. We are eating, feasting on the manna, on the message every day. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, this is the time to flex our muscles. Satan, you are defeated. You are a loser. We are feasting on the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I know you are ready to speak to our hearts, Father. We are also ready, Lord, to hear you as you speak. Nothing will stand as the word goes forth. We want to thank you. As we surrender and commit, Lord, even if there is anyone who is sick this morning, Lord Jehovah, we believe one of your attributes, you wanted to be a healer. Here is an opportunity for you, Lord Jehovah, to show that you are a healer. Thank you, Father. You also want to be a savior. This is your time. This is your opportunity, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray as we thank you, my Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Take your seats. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I know you are very happy to be here this morning. I know that. One of my children was saying, I did not then check with her this morning. So when it was a 10 coming, she was saying, I hope I won't even wake up at 3 o'clock knowing I'm going to church. We want to thank God. I know you are very happy. Glory be to God. I also want to greet those reaching us through live streaming in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is always good to catch up, to link up, to hear the word of God as it is being preached. I hope you are well. We just pray that the Lord will do something that we will be able to worship Him freely.
My friends,
tell them my mother says, that's what Pastor is telling you.
They told mom that, I'm missing the pastor so much. I'm really missing that friend of mine too.
I think she must be going to ECD or great one thereabouts.
I'm going to ECD and great one thereabouts.
Saka vanakana zvichobata zvakadaro.
Now, if this is affecting our children,
I'm sure nesu zvinotibatawo tikanamata tikakumbira Mwari vanoita kuti zvive zvinoitika zvakanaka.
It's affecting us if you pray, God make things well.
Sister Mercy Mafuke, I talked to the deacons. And met her life right. And they felt it's good to give her another chance.
that we worship together as we wait for the soon coming of the Lord.
So
maybe when her time comes, she will also come attend service. Yesterday we had a wedding here. Brother Joseph Nyabako.
Joseph Nyabako.
And Sister Josephine Matemai.
Sister Josephine Matemai.
Sorry, yeah, that's Jacqueline.
Sister Jacqueline.
This is the father to Joseph. So he knows exactly the name of his daughter-in-law. We thank God for that. So they said, yes, COVID or no COVID, we just want to, you know, the prophet talks about weddings happening in the pastor's office. We want to thank God. We want our children to realize that they should not put themselves under pressure. I also appreciate, normally it's the girl's side where, you know, they try to resist. The Lord permitting when maybe the travel arrangements have been eased, they will have the celebration because they've got relatives outside the country, they will be able then to come. The technical team is working flat out. I know last week we were told, in the week before, after maybe around about an hour, I think we lost connection.
Technical team in Rukushanda is in this cut. They were here yesterday, almost the whole day.
We'll see how it goes. Maybe it could be that the equipment is obsolete, and if that is the case, we'll hear from them, then we might then have to buy a new equipment, seeing also that most of the people that are attending service are doing via live stream. So we'll hear their recommendation and then take it from there. Are you ready for service this morning? Glory be to God. By God's grace, before the foundation of the world, God ordained that today that Brother Ben Taruchka Chaura will preach for us this morning. Let's stand on our feet. We always enjoy.
Thank you. Amen. I want to greet you this wonderful morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, it's good to see you all. While we may see your faces partially, but we can see you identify as a Sabin Rao Sachesa.
As it's going to go down,
yes, I can see you.
Yeah,
I can identify you. Amen. But there's one day that is coming when we shall see one another face to face, where there will be no hindrance. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And we shall know one another. We shall know Abraham when we see him. We shall know Paul when we see him. Hallelujah.
Hey.
You shall say, how are we going to do it? But remember, on the Mount Transfiguration, without introduction, Peter knew that's Elijah. That is Moses. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And that is exactly what you're also going to do. When you get into that heavenly
room,
praise be to Jesus Christ.
It's
good to be here this morning. We will open our Bibles to two portions of scripture. First Peter chapter 2 verse 11, and also Hebrews 11 verse 13, and then we'll see from there how far we go. I just want to appreciate the pastor for giving me this time to stand behind the shittim wood.
Hallelujah.
Shittim wood is special wood. Because it carried the tablets. And all the tablets was the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that was the wood that was used to make the ark of the covenant. And it's exactly this same tree that we are behind this very day. And I pray that the holy oracles of God will proceed from the shittim wood. I'm sure we are there by now. 2 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
Vatikanwa, ndinokumbira zvikuru kwamuri, zvamuri vatorwa navaene kuti muzvidzore pakuchiva kwenyama kunorwa nomweya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, always the flesh is at loggerheads with the soul.
Rangarirai, zvose zvepanyama zvakavengana nechemweya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until the scriptures have told us that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Kusvikira magwara akatoti nyama neropa hazvingawane nhaka mumambo wamwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when it comes to a time of serving the Lord, it has nothing to do with the flesh. It's not that you are feeling like coming to church. We don't worship because of feelings. If you move by feelings, the devil will beat you to the stump of that one. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 18.
Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 18.
These all died in faith. Not having the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. We may take our seats. Once again, I'd like to greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the audience here and the audience on the air. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My message this morning is strangers and pilgrims. Strangers and pilgrims. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we are.
Those are tedious.
And if you realize that you are a stranger and you are a pilgrim, hallelujah, and you certainly know that you don't belong here, hallelujah,
amen.
You belong from somewhere. If you are a pilgrim, remember you are on the move. Hallelujah. You are just passing through. No wonder one thing I'm saying, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are a stranger, if you come to my house, hallelujah, I know you're not there to stay. Hallelujah. You are not there to stay. Because you are just a stranger. Hallelujah. This is what I want to conscientize the church this very morning. That we are pilgrims and we are strangers in this very world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not here to serve the demands of the flesh. Remember, when God created man, Genesis 1:26, the first man that God created was a spirit man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
first was spirit.
And God took chemuya and then he put it in a flesh. And that which is flesh came out of this very world. It came out of this world. It came from the ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why it loves the things of the world. Because the spirit in it is the spirit that was permitted by God and is of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must realize, brothers and sisters, we are pilgrims and we are strangers. We are not here to stay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tinapatakapa.
We came from somewhere. We are going somewhere too. We are just passing through.
It's temporary. Hallelujah. It's just temporary what we are here for. Whatever we are achieving, remember, it's only to help us along as we go through. Yes. But we have got a better world where we are going to. We are going to a better civilization. Remember, this civilization is of the devil. Hallelujah. This civilization is of the devil. No wonder it requires you to go to school. It requires you to use your brain and to reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they tell you, don't get brainwashed. Use your brain. Can't you see what is happening? It's the civilization of the devil. It requires you to carry some money with you. To go to the shops and buy things. Praise be to Jesus Christ. There is the civilization that belongs to us, which is called a faith civilization. It needs no money. It needs no money. It needs no education. It needs no intellect. But it makes things move. It makes things happen. It's a faith civilization. That's where we are going to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need an airplane. You just think about it. And you are there. That is civilization.
Amen.
See, the devil cannot create. The devil is not a creator. But he is an impersonator. And a perverter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall travel like a
thought.
Hallelujah. No wonder when the rapture comes, things just change. Everything will just change. The way we are will change. The way we travel will change. The life we live will change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My.
Oh.
This is what we are looking forward to.
Those that
yes.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord this very day for the grace that He has given unto us. You know, I left when the pastor was praying that this very day was foreordained by God.
Amen.
This very day was foreordained by God. Wherever you are, and the clothes that you are wearing, God had already foreordained that you are going to be putting on those clothes. You will be sitting where you are sitting, and you will be hearing what you are hearing, because God has a reason and a purpose. God does not do things haphazardly. No, sir. My God is not a waster. It's not like that. But we thank God,
hallelujah,
that in this day that we are living in,
when
there are so many things floating and going around, so many churches, so many beliefs, you know, it gives joy to my heart to know that we are at the center of the thoughts of God and the program of God. Brother, sister, you must recognize that your day and its message. It's important for you to recognize your day and its message. Luther's message was good for his day. Wesley's message was good for his day. Pentecost's message was good for its day. But we are beyond Pentecost. We are in the bride age. We are the bride. And because we are the bride, we speak like the bride. We preach like the bride. We dress like the bride. We live like the bride. We pray like the bride. Everything that we do, we are taking an influence from this very age that you are living in. Unless you are still in Laodicea. Yes, you live like Laodicea. You do the things that are done in Laodicea. But as for me and my house, I will save the Lord in the bright edge. Praise be to Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Okay, we'll move on, no problem. Fine, I just want to read from the message of the Lord. Remember, having recognized our message, remember all that we have need of for the rapture. It's all at our very hands. It's our very disposal. All you need to do is just to press a little button that is called play. Brother, you are under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it dispels all the wiles, all the struggles of life. Praise be to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to thank God that now in this age that we are living in, remember there have been 3 exoduses. We are in the third one. Hallelujah. We are in the third one. I'm going to read from the message, the third exodus. The Church of the Living God is on the move. God is not a stationary God.
Even your Christianity should not be the same.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As the child feeds. And as the child feeds, the child grows. They don't feel the growth. But they grow. That is exactly what you should do.
Amen.
The more you feed, the more you eat. On this unfailing body word of the Son of Man, every day you are listening to the word, you are reading the Bible, you are praying, there is something happening inside of you unconsciously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is that?
You see yourself not hearing clearly the preacher.
So, Udutakura Tagar Chibagi, where is that?
You pick up a 50 kg of maize meal and put it on your shoulder here. You were eating all alone.
Hallelujah. Something was happening in you. Praise be to Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you this very morning. If we've got the quotation, paragraph 298.
The
prophet says, this great angel of the covenant, Jesus Christ in the form of God, thought it not robbery but to become equal with God. Now he is a pillar of fire. In the same form that he was back there bringing the first exodus. Every exodus is identified by the pillar of fire presence. If there's no pillar of fire, there's no exodus. And
in that pillar of fire,
I don't worship without a pillar of fire.
No.
Praise be to Jesus Christ for the pillar of fire in this age.
Yes,
that came himself to be the
pillar of fire in itself.
The message.
Shoko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he is the pillar of fire in the same form that he was back there bringing the first exodus.
You know,
bringing the second exodus, and here he is with the third exodus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's word is always progressing. It is not stationary. Hallelujah. As it was in the days of Noah. The message of Noah, I have also got to the Red Sea.
Maria Noah could not help those who were in the Red Sea.
I told you a message.
There was a message for that very time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had sent Moses, the prophet. And God spoke to him.
Moses.
Hallelujah. And the Red Sea was parted, and the children of Israel went
back.
The first exodus, what did he do? He brought them out of a natural land. To a natural land. Remember, Israel is the type of the bride.
He's
the type of the church. One time they were in a place that did not belong to them. Until they became strangers. Hallelujah. They were pilgrims in that land. But one day, God's word had to be made manifest. Because God had told Abraham, your children shall sojourn for 400 years in a strange land. But I'll bring them out with a mighty hand. Oh, what a mighty God he said.
Hallelujah.
And they were there in Goshen. And the plagues were falling. But they were safe. I want to tell you this very day. I have good news for you. If you are the bride of Jesus Christ, fear not. You are in
Goshen.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
I was saying one day, we do all that we can, you know, especially under these circumstances. Yes, we do. But you can never be too careful about anything.
See,
we shouldn't be so worried, everyone is so worried. I remember even the first days when it came. It appears somehow we are getting used to it now. Hallelujah. But remember, as the bride of Jesus Christ, I believe we are safe. And I can confess it. We are safe. Remember the children of Israel. They were under the token. And the death angel was outside. And they were safe inside. It's your fault if you go outside the token, it will catch up with you. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower.
Is single guru.
Hey, mighty.
If guru resimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot defeat it. No, it's mighty.
Resimba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stronger than any opposition.
Resimba kupura zinga pigiza zvitu zvacho.
And they were safe as long as they were under the token. And what is the token in this very day? The message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the token. So So stay under the Holy Ghost. Stay under the Word. Stay under the message. You are safe. This is why you shouldn't worry. If anything happens to come across your way, the Lord knows that that thing is something that you can overcome. And you will have a testimony. Hallelujah. The children of Israel in the first Exodus, they came out of Egypt and went into Canaan. Paragraph 300. The second Exodus, he brought them from a spiritual condition into a spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost. The church is always moving. They are not stationary. They came from Judaism into Christianity. Amen.
Amen.
The third Exodus. Now he is bringing them from the spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Because you know,
I want you to notice where we are starting from. We are starting from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen. Where this one ends, the other one starts. Where this one ends, the first one moved from Egypt to Canaan, Judaism to Christianity. They came from the Galilee port of Egypt. Through the wilderness,
and they were given the covenants and the law.
Mirairo, imo mande zurongwa, the tika.
Manamatiro ese avo vakawana mu first Exodus.
All their kind of worship they got in the first Exodus.
Mamu second Exodus, fakawesho Jesus Christ.
As they got into the second Exodus when Jesus Christ came,
they were now moving from zavakanda wapinda mazirum first Exodus, wachipinda mu mwayamu chende to the second Exodus.
Vakawa kubapa zavakawana mu first Exodus, vakawa kupinda mu second Exodus.
Nakuja hapana chino zimu Kristu.
There is nothing called Christianity if you do not have the Holy Ghost.
No wonder Lord Jesus Christ said, "Tarry in Jerusalem until you are in you, until you are endued with power from on high."
Kusikira wakanzi mirira imu Jerusalem kusikira mazazo wanesi mare mpya mchendera pa musoro kudeka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember I once told you. I was telling you that if I ask you to live my life, it's very hard. You can't do it. You can only live my life if I'm only living in you. Hallelujah. And this is why there's no way you can call yourself a Christian unless you have the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. Because it's not you that God says, no longer I that live it, but it is Christ that is living in me.
No good asiri, so they should go asiri wa kura masin di Christ akura mamauri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is very important.
Sagakosh.
It is a must. This is compelling.
No funira, no mani
kitu. That you get the Holy Ghost.
Iwe uwa nemu ya mse ne.
Asu kuse usina.
No. Why do you have the Holy Ghost?
Because the message only says.
Kana mani zaji.
But this one says entitles you to the token. The quotation entitles you to the token, brother.
Okay, that's your full obedience.
Oh, yes, full obedience to the word of God. Entitles you to the token. Full obedience.
Full obedience
to the word.
To the word.
Entitles you to the token.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have.
Now, abana chikon zaje kuti iwe ngosambia
mshi. It's a very simple thing. Tende uko zvakakwana. Mwari vakakutokombedzera. Remember, he wants to give you the Holy Ghost more than you want the Holy Ghost.
Ndarira Mwari anakupa mwenzi kupura kadira kauno ita
muyamwe. He wants to give you the Holy Ghost More than you want the Holy Ghost yourself. Don't wait for tomorrow. Even now, God can give you the Holy Ghost if you want the Holy Ghost. Get ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you want the Holy Ghost, He is here to be received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is here. Praise be His holy name.
And
in the third Exodus, in which we are, the prophet says now he is bringing from the spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost, which means if you don't have it, you've got no starting point. Hallelujah. We are moving from the spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost right back into the eternal land of the millennium. And the great year, after, same pillar of fire, by the same anointed system. The same God doing the same things.
And
the same word. Declared the first one. Declared the second one. And here we see it among us. Come out of this chaos. Come to the living God. Come to the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now He is in our flesh.
There are certain things that you must just believe.
Excuse me. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And now, He is in our flesh. Believe it without this. Now, He is in our flesh. The prophet says, when we come to
church,
each one brings his little leak of the pillar of fire. This is why you must come prayed up from home. You bring your little leak. And in here we bring the fullness of the pillar of fire in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dwelling among us. Come out and serve the living God. The third Exodus is the same pillar of fire. Take the bribe from the church. The bribe is being taken from the church. The spiritual out of the church. Amen. The spiritual out of the church.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
I'm sure you realize that after every Exodus, we are moving under the pillar of fire.
No,
we are pilgrims. We are strangers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why when we look in the first Exodus, God admonished the children of
Israel
that when they are passing through those lands, don't take their gods. Don't take their idols. Don't intermarry your children. Because God always wants purity. There's no purity outside of God. Yes. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not easy. I want that to sink. If you love the world,
You are just a stranger.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you love the world
and
the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. Remember, we came from somewhere. And that's exactly where we are going. Remember, if an Arabian comes here, I'll take a suit.
He doesn't put on a suit.
He will put on the Arabic garb.
Maybe they don't have these things in the place.
Hallelujah.
If a Chinese comes here, because that's what they eat. Where he came from, this is where he had the influence of how he's.
You don't have to die first for you to go to heaven. No. Remember, we are living in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. You don't have to die first for you to go to hell. Some people are already living in heavenly places while they are here. That's where they are drawing their influence from. But I want to thank God this very day. We are drawing our influence from the pillar of fire. He who is amongst us, not only amongst us, but he is in us. Remember when God sent Moses down to Egypt, the pillar of fire was no longer in the bush, but it was in Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm telling you today, the pillar of fire is not only out there, but he is in us. Praise be to his holy name. Yes. Chizotita vanhu vasiri vemanga-manga. Chizotita vanhu vakabva kudenga.
It makes us people who come from heaven.
My.
Now, this time that you are living in,
I want to tell you the rapture is very near. That's the purpose of my message this morning. Is to alert the church that the rapture is very close. It may be even closer than you would imagine. You might have a plan for a week. But it might happen even tomorrow. It's time for the church to realize who they are. And when you know who you are, you behave wisely. You behave rightly. You do the right things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the time to quit playing church. Hallelujah. Let's look forward and away to Jesus Christ.
My.
Amen. Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things that which are before. What is before us? The rapture. If you miss the rapture, you've missed everything. And that's where we are. We are aiming our guns. The crosshairs. Hallelujah. Zakananga pa rapture.
We are pointed straight to the rapture.
And when you are aiming at something,
I'll
be remember distractions.
You don't want
whatever this one is saying or whatever that one is saying, you are aiming
at
that. Let's make an aim, brothers and sisters. The time is far spent. I remember, as Brother Joseph was saying, the world is now in even stronger death pains.
We
are so close.
God is coming soon. Because time moved. We got children.
But
it doesn't mean that God is not coming. But now, how things are at present.
It's
showing us that the time is right at hand.
I want to conscientize you, brothers and sisters. Now is the time to be connected
the
message.
By the message. The show.
You just have to be connected.
That
globe there.
Light it.
As long as I have got it in my hands. It will not manifest itself. But once I connect it, hallelujah, and I switch it on,
man,
you see what is in it. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And this is exactly what it is when we are connected to heaven by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have got the potentials that are in us. Hallelujah. We have got potentials that are in us. We can speak things into existence. We can speak things into existence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can stop things from happening by the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Amen. By the way that we speak ourselves.
Actually dangerous.
Oh, indeed. We are
actually dangerous.
We are powerful. We are dangerous.
Yeah,
do you know what exactly we are?
Stay connected. This is why it is very important, brother and sister. Stay connected. We are pilgrims. We are strangers. If you are a pilgrim, keep on moving. And if you are a stranger, don't stay. Hallelujah. Don't overstay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't get entangled with the things of this very world. As you know, it's no benefit.
Doesn't benefit nobody.
Hallelujah. Okay, I want to read what Paul says in the Romans chapter
8. Apostle Paul in Romans 8.
That's from verse 5.
About verse 5.
I want to read this for the church. For they that have the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that
have
the spirit, the things of the
spirit.
For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Because the carnal mind, like I told you, is the devil's civilization. It's the devil's civilization. Yes. It's enemy against God. It is not subject to the law of God.
Indeed, it can be.
So then, they that after the flesh cannot please God. But you,
you
are not after the flesh. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Amen. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
As you are Christ,
you are not of him. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, Father, you must get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't wait for tomorrow to get the Holy Ghost. I told you, even now you can receive the Holy Ghost if you want it. He is here to be received. And then that one to receive him. Let's clean up your life. He is ready to come into you. Praise be to Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christ.
Let me read this quotation. Because we are coming to a wind. Amen. Brother Branham, one time he went to a mill.
Heavy industrial mill.
Yes.
No factory.
So this factory, they were machining iron, or they were machining metals. So at the end of the day, Brother Branham was taken around.
All
that they do after finishing work, they take off their, first of all, they clean the floor. And when they are cleaning the filings, they file them in the middle aisle.
They will be sweeping and maybe taking to the center of the factory.
And so this guy,
so Murumori,
he just went and he pressed a button.
Then there was a sound of a big machine who making a sound in there.
And it was a magnet. Hallelujah. And as this machine was coming from above, it was picking up all the iron filings. All of them as it was passing by. Hallelujah. And when it got to the end, it just demagnetized everything. It demagnetized everything. Into a great cupola. So that those things can be remachined again. Exactly. So from the message, Brother Branham says, in the message, the Easter seal.
Marie, the Easter seal.
I'm going to start from paragraph 82.
Paragraph 82.
But Brother Branham, he noticed something.
Brother Branham,
he saw some filings that were left behind. And he asked the guy, how about these? What are these that are left behind? And he was told it's aluminium.
Aluminium is not picked up by this type of magnet.
And then the
saw another big piece of metal which was supposedly have been caught by this magnet, but it was down. And he said, this is a big piece of metal. Why didn't it go up to get addressed?
You can see, it's bolted down.
And he said, yakasungiri when I'm about the brass. That's exactly what
they are bolting.
You
know, that is exactly what the devil is trying to do now.
No, sir.
This is exactly what the devil is trying to do now.
He
is taking the people's attention away from the word. Hallelujah. And they are looking at the things, problems, situations, conditions that are around in the
world.
Remember, today this one is sick. We are finished with that one. Tomorrow is the other one. And after that one, the school fees that is now required. The schools are opening. You are busy looking and checking where can I get this. The following day, the car breaks down. And you are supposed to go to work. And we get so busy, you go into this business. Every day you are thinking how you are going to change and generate and regenerate money. You know the devil is so cunning. He gets people so busy until by the end of the day they even forget to pray. We have one saying at work. Because they know I'm busy with the things of the Lord. I'm very busy with the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we say, don't get too busy with the things of the Lord. And you forget the Lord of the things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't get too busy with the things of the Lord. Yes, it's good. But don't forget the Lord of the things. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? Stay connected. Hallelujah. Telephone to glory.
Amen. Telephone. Yebu denga. Yebu gwina.
Hakuna unze. Ah. It's always on.
Telephone to glory, there is always connection. It's never out of reach.
Yes, this is why everywhere and anywhere you are, kneel down and pray. I would rather that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without a
rod.
Any doubt? Hallelujah. So the prophet says, there is a great magnet sitting in the sky.
When a prophet appears, the magnet is the
good. That God one day will touch his fingers too. No man knows the time he is coming.
Yeah,
but I can tell you, he is very, very near. I can almost see his hand going to the switch. Hallelujah! I can almost see his hand is going to the switch. Hallelujah! No man knows the time he is coming, not even angels. Don't know. God alone knows. But there has been some trimmings that come off of the Bible. Bible Christians. Hallelujah. Believers of this hour. One of them might have been an exile back in another day. This might be some other part. It's going to make a big, make the big regime of God. But it will be molded into the pot of God's great cupola.
Poured
again into the images of God. And just those who are magnetized to it will be taken up. Oh, how, what a privilege it is to know that there is something in the resurrection that is pertaining to us. Remember, brothers and sisters, his finger is almost on the switch.
Know then that we are just about to come. We are not here.
No.
Great.
I will encourage you.
Get time with your God.
Don't get too busy. Has the brother Branham in this other message as I close? Has God let the washing hinder? Don't let the work hinder. Don't let nothing hinder. Don't let nobody know what you are doing. Just go before him. Get up in the woods somewhere. Get out of the road.
We
go into the secret closet and close the door. When the kids get at school, they get down on your knees. You have heard all kinds of voices everywhere. But just get down and stay there until those voices are silenced. And you begin to lift up. I like this part. While you are there on your knees, you begin to lift up. It will change you. It will make you different. Like it did little Samuel. It will do something to you. If you just do it. Just do it. Find a quiet time. Make time for the Lord. Have an interview with the Lord every day. You and him alone. Have sweet fellowship and sweet communion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can eat too much. You can laugh too much. You can run too much. But you can never pray too much. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. And the prophet says, it will make you the kind of Christian that you ought to be. I like that part. What a promise.
Yeah?
You want to be the Christian that you should be. Here's the prescription.
No.
Hallelujah. Make time for the Lord. Don't be too busy. I don't care whatever it is. Or wherever it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet says, we used to sing a little song. Pray, pray. The only way to reach higher ground. And brother Branham, if anything is too high for you,
prophet says,
climb up the ladder in your prayer.
Tora manera,
pray.
Namata,
only way to ground.
Pray.
The prayer of faith will bring God's blessings.
Namata.
It will bring God's blessings down. God bless you. Ndiza tenyi uya mweya sino pinda iwo moyo wangu mweya kuti ndese aiwa ndiza tenyi iwo Ishemiza ula iwo Weyazi ishepinda iwo Can we stand around it?
Let's go,
let's sing together one more time. Baba Andisa te iwo Ishemiza Uya, Eya, Isepi, Daiwo, Hallelujah. If there's anything that I can encourage you to do, is to pray. In the first Exodus, Amram, when they were just about to receive deliverance, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It's not that they were bringing out tears, they were calling upon the name of the Lord. And God hears. And because we are now in this third Exodus, we are now going into the promise. I will encourage you to pray. Always have time to pray. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, pray. Be a prayer warrior. That's what encouraging the church. You never go wrong. As we bow our heads. Maybe you are there this afternoon, you are saying, Lord, help me to realize that I am a pilgrim and a stranger here. May I not be tied down to the things of this very world. May I be connected to the Holy Ghost at all costs and at all times.
They show this.
And he will pray for us.